Talking Golf with Gary. Hello, and welcome to another episode of Talking Golf with Gary. It's the holiday episode, and I'd like to wish everyone a happy Thanksgiving. And as the season comes to a close across all of the tours, and the and pretty soon the silly season will start with all of the made-for-TV and gimmick events. Those will all be happening in the next few months. But we had a couple of closing tournaments last week, so let's get right to it. Lee Westwood won the European PGA Tour event, the Dubai World Championship, and in doing so also won the European Tour's money list. He shot a course record 8-under-64 in the final round to finish at 23 shots under par. He earned $1.25 million with the 31st victory of his career to overtake Rory McIlroy on the season-long money list and win the European Tour's first race to Dubai. It recently changed from the European Order of Merit. Ross McGowan of England was second, and McIlroy of Northern Ireland finished third. Westwood led by two shots entering the final round and opened the final round with five birdies in the first seven holes, and he never looked back. McGowan fell back from Westwood when he bogeyed the first hole. However, a run of five birdies from McGowan from the 12th on ensured he would finish second. McGowan is in his second season on the tour and only recorded his first win at the Madrid Masters in October. McIlroy, who had a $120,000 lead in the race to Dubai at the beginning of the week, made eight straight pars to kill any chance he had of making a run at Westwood. Jeff Ogilvie of Australia and Padraig Harrington of Ireland finished tied for fourth. Mark Brooks won the Callaway Golf Pebble Beach Invitational for a record third time. 33 of the last four holes for a 5-under-67 and a two-stroke victory over Ricky Fowler and D.A. Points. The 48-year-old Brooks, the 1996 PGA champion, had a 12-under-276 total and became the first three-time winner in the tournament's 38-year history. Seven-time PGA Tour winner also won the unofficial event in 92 and 2002. In a tournament plagued by bad weather and shortened to 54 holes, the drama for the LPGA came on Monday when Anna Nordqvist roared out of the pack as Lorena Ochoa and G.I. Shin battled for LPGA Tour Player of the Year on the final frantic day of the season. Nordqvist shot a 7-under-65 to defeat Lorena Ochoa by two strokes in the LPGA Championship presented by Rolex. It's Nordqvist's second win in this, her rookie year on tour. Lorena Ochoa finished second and received 12 points to beat G.I. Shin for the 2009 Rolex Player of the Year award. Shin led Ochoa by 8 points in a race entering the tournament, but once Ochoa finished second, Shin had to place no worse than seventh to win the Player of the Year award. Shin needed to chip in from the front of 18 and couldn't do so, so she settled for a par on the last hole and finished tied for eighth, giving Ochoa the player award by a 160 to 159 score.
You're listening to the Par 3 Radio Network.
And in other news, after failing to find a venue to replace Upper Montclair Country Club, the Sybase Classic has dropped off the LPGA Tour schedule for 2010. Tournament organizer Octagon Worldwide didn't renew its contract with Upper Montclair after a three-year run of the course and then was unable to reach a deal with Essex County Country Club in West Orange. And all the other news in golf seems to be about the LPGA Tour, as the LPGA Tour is adding a new $1.7 million tournament at La Costa Resort and Spa outside San Diego in 2010. The LPGA Classic, presented by J Golf, will be played March 22nd to the 28th at the resort in Carlsbad, the week prior to the Kraft Nabisco Championship, the year's first major. In February, the tour said it would return to the Los Angeles area after a five-year absence. However, the new event is located 85 miles south of L.A. It gives the women's three tour events in California, including the $2 million Kraft Nabisco, to be played March 29th to April 4th in Rancho Mirage. The LPGA Championship will be held at Locust Hill Golf Course in suburban Rochester for 1 year next June, with supermarket chain Wegmans replacing McDonald's as the sponsor of the season's second major. Recession-pinched LPGA Tour is shrinking to 24 tournaments in 2010, down from the 27 this year and 34 in 2008. With 13 events in the United States, it's the smallest tour schedule in nearly 40 years. And yet more LPGA news. Michelle Wee had to withdraw from the LPGA Championship with an injured ankle. She first injured her ankle at the Solheim Cup in August. Wee was 3-under through 12 holes. Her ankle gave out on the 13th tee, and she stumbled backward, sliced her shot into the rough, and took a bogey. She bent over in apparent pain on number 14 and slipped again, hitting her tee shot on number 17. After completing her round, she went for treatment and withdrew about an hour later. Well, that'll wrap up the golf news for this week. It looks to be a slow week this week with Thanksgiving and the holidays fast approaching, but we'll be scouring the net and the TV to find what we can to bring you. So everybody have a great holiday. And don't forget to read the blog at talkinggolfwithgary.blogspot.com. And you can get this podcast on iTunes, and now we're on the Zune store. So have a great week, have a great holiday, and we'll talk to you all next week.